Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Oh, fellow foodies, it is a smoking Saturday afternoon right here in the Old Pueblo. Thank you so much for tuning in to On the Menu Live, as you do every Saturday at 4 right here on KNST AM 790. We are also on onthemenulive.com, streaming live. And in fact, you might be one of the millions who are listening right now worldwide on the iHeartRadio network. No matter where you hear my voice, I am so glad that you're here. And let me tell you, fellow foodies, where is here this week? This is the only place we can be. Quite frankly, if you're thinking about authentic, serious Southern barbecue, Tucson style, that's right, you're meeting us here this afternoon at Mr. K's Barbecue on River and Stone. And I can't even begin to put the aroma into words, because the smoke just pulls you in. And Mr. K himself is here to greet you. He's going to be on the show here in a few minutes talking about the story about Mr. K's and what authentic barbecue is really all about. Now, when you think about authentic and when you think about barbecue, the road travels many, many places. But here, it leads right to our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Fuego Daddy himself, Chef Alan Zeman is back. What's going on, Chef?
Hey, baby, what's happening? The Madman Matt.
Woo!
You know, maybe you come up with a little Madman Matt barbecue.
Oh, I'm all
about
that.
Would that be? Man, I'll tell you what. I just want to see if Mr. K is going to get as excited as you today. That's what we're all looking for.
We are fueled by barbecue today. And I love Mr. K's, too. You know, original location down on Park.
Yeah.
I love just a couple years now. They've opened up this great destination for great Q right here on River and Stone. And I say we want to have folks come on here and join us for the radio show. If you want to come out here and have a great barbecue dinner, open until 9 o'clock tonight. Things are just getting underway. The party's getting started. Now, Chef Alan Zeman, you know, you and I are going to be going up to Sparks, Nevada.
That's right.
Here in just a couple of weeks for the nation's largest barbecue rib event. How are you going to be preparing for your judicial responsibilities?
Well, I think, you know, now I can never keep track. I think this is my 14th year, but it might be my 15th year. But, you know, you're still in your apprenticeship when it comes to judging the ribs.
I'm just a third-year judge.
But 24 rib cookers, they're changing the layout this year. It's really like going to a huge street fair where all the food is focused on really the best rib cookers in the country and in the world. And it's, I always tell people, it's like the masters of rib cooking, because you walk down the street and the thing to do, just get a sampler from everybody. And some of those guys got to prepare 5,000 pounds of ribs a day.
A day, right.
And Labor Day weekend is a six-day event.
Only at Sparks, Nevada.
Exactly.
That's right. We're going to be talking with Beth Cooney of the Asquaga Nugget Resort and Casino up there in Sparks. She's going to have all the delicious details about this 25th annual now Nugget Rib Cook-Off, the Super Bowl of Ribs, and it's an honor to be sitting alongside you, sir, as we really roll up our sleeves and taste of really the world's best ribs.
Exactly. It's tough since I've been judging the show now for, like I said, 14, 15 years, and I've been the head judge. And the problem with being the head judge is I don't get to taste anything unless there's a tie until all the judging is over. So it's almost like torture.
You know? See all the other judges kind of licking
in
their fingers.
You can't eat any ribs till the judging, and then boom, you know, got to wait till the judging is over.
And there has been a tie in the last
year. Yeah, there have been a couple of ties.
Yeah, so you actually get to
never for first place, though.
That's right, thankfully, yeah. Exactly. So, you know, I love having you on the show. This is our annual Q-Cast. Every year we gather around and talk about all the things great going on in the world of Q, but I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
What have you been up to, man?
I've been everywhere. Like a couple of weeks ago, well, I'm traveling the whole country pretty much now for Rationale USA, and I was in Las Vegas for the ACF National Convention, and they did their national cook-off, and we actually supplied the cooking units, the Rationale Self-Cooking Center for all the different competitors.
I think
set up
right.
Five different kitchens, and that went on for about a week in Vegas. I've been in Denver. I've been in Houston. I've been everywhere, man.
Well, you know, this Rationale cooking system that you have the privilege to represent, if there's someone in our listening audience that might not know what this is about, I mean, this is really, you can't even call it a cooking program because it really goes, it's that on steroids. What is this Rationale system that you talk about?
Well, it's really designed for the commercial market. And if you want to see it in action, check out any of your fry stores here in town. They've eliminated rotisseries in their operations, and they do their chickens in it. So really what it is, in a sentence or a sound bite, okay, which Matt wants me to say it in, it's kind of the iPad of commercial cooking equipment. In one footprint now, you can bake, roast, grill, rotisserie style, proof. You can do 85% of cooking functions now in one footprint. So it's kind of like a GPS system for cooking where you can control the humidity. No microwaves or anything fancy. It's just total control of the cooking environment. And things just come out awesome, better yields. And it takes kind of the guesswork out of and the monitoring for professional chefs where they don't have to be standing there in front of the stove all the day. They can get more done.
It really is a fascinating demonstration to watch, too, because there's really nothing that this thing does not do. And like you say, you know, you've got customers on your account from – you still representing Hawaii? Do you still have to go to Hawaii on business?
I actually, they changed my territory. Now I got Milwaukee instead of Hawaii. Well, you can go to Milwaukee and Omaha
you
now
can stir up
instead
some
of the West
Milwaukee.
Coast.
Yeah. A Chicago guy like yourself probably knows your way around Milwaukee.
But it's an interesting – we just introduced a smoker, too. So now with it, you can smoke as well. So we do got some great barbecue counts as well.
That's
so
fantastic.
It's cool stuff.
And it's really delicious. We're talking to Alan Zeman, the Fuego Daddy himself. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour here on The Menu Live again. We're broadcasting live from Mr. K's Barbecue on River and Stone. We're talking ribs. We're talking chicken, pulled pork, brisket, hot links, the way they are supposed to be, fellow foodies. Come on over to Mr. K's. Now, Chef Alan Zeman, you know your way around some barbecue sauce, some sprinkles, some rubs, some sprubs even. I mean, that's what we use here at On The Menu
Live. That's awesome, baby.
Talk about Southwestern Originals.
Well, I got my own line of seasonings, and I call it a sprub, so you can sprinkle it or you can rub it in, hence it's a sprub.
Take all the guesswork
out. I got a smoking Sonoran, I got a smoking Red Hot, and then I got a prickly pear barbecue glaze, which is really more of a kind of a light Asian-style glaze, great on ribs, but it's also great on seafood, even grilled vegetables, pork, chicken, you
Perfect.
Name it. So, yeah, and then you can pick that up, you know, here locally at Table Talk, at the airport, at Desert Museum. Actually, at Rincon Market was a great. I don't know when they're going to get back open, you know. They kind of went fuego. I don't know what happened there.
Anyway, we love the sprub, too. I mean, at our house, the Russell House, it is right next to the salt and the pepper, and sometimes we just eschew. I just said the word eschew.
Ah.
I'm using the big words on Saturday. The salt and pepper, because the sprub really takes on a whole new life.
That's right.
Gives you a little bit of the sodium, a little bit of the pepper, but these wonderful range of regional flavors that you've incorporated. Man, we put it in scrambled eggs. We actually put it in our cocktails.
Now it's awesome in a Bloody Mary.
I mean, you can't.
You make a Bloody Mary with a little Fuego Red on top, baby. You are living.
That's some serious
stuff. And we were doing a presentation up at the airport at Sky Harbor in Phoenix yesterday with my son Tyler. And kind of cooking live because they have it in the gift shop. And we ran into some people from England, and it reminded me, you know, I've got some accounts in London. I've got an account in Paris, and I've got an account in Germany where they actually order. We ship it over to them. So you don't have to go that far, though. You can get it right here in Tucson.
Now, when you're not in Denver and in Houston and Milwaukee and, you know, covering the territory, when you and Mickey actually stay in Tucson for a weekend, I'm sure that's got to happen from time to time. You finding anything fascinating on the F&B streets here
in
Tucson?
Well, you know, we don't get out that much because I've been traveling so much. The last time I've been downtown, we've been to Proper. But there's a lot of the new places that, and it was great. And then after I came out of there, I found out Paul, the guy that owns the place, used to work as a bartender at Fuego. I didn't even know that.
I got to
go see him now because I didn't realize that till I'd been out of there.
There's got to be a large Fuego alumni group here in town. Some might call it a support group. Every time I run into some people, I'm bound to run into somebody who was under your tutelage.
Yeah.
You had a great thing going there, man. And I hate to, you know, I'm not going to go
there. I guess
that's
one of the few good things about getting old, man. I don't know. We'll have to check with Mr. K. He's really getting animated over here, too, man.
Anyway, we are broadcasting live from Mr. K's Barbecue again right on River and Stone. Having a great time for our annual barbecue episode. We're going to be talking with Beth Cooney from Asquaga's Nugget Resort and Casino up in Sparks, Nevada, about this huge event that she has going over a very long and extended Labor Day weekend. A lot of Tucsonans going to be making the trip up for that. We're going to be talking to the lovely Rhonda Kendrick about some great cocktails, some great beverages that will be good to wash down some cue.
That's important.
And for the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with Chef Steve Sargent himself, who's going to defend with great passion, Chef Alan Zeman, why a spare rib is so superior to something called the baby back. I'm anxious to learn exactly what he has up his sleeve.
That is interesting. Now, see, in Sparks for the nugget rib cook-off, they all get a St. Louis cut.
Yep.
That's it. Everybody cooks the same rib, and that's a good
one, too.
We're going
to ask about that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Beth Cooney herself. You're listening to On the Menu Live right here on KNST AM 790. Don't go away.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness for a delicious Saturday afternoon right here at Mr. K's Barbecue on River and Stone. We're talking great ribs and chicken and pulled pork and brisket and hot links. And speaking of hot links, our celebrity co-host is Alan Zeman.
The Fuego I got the hot link sitting right next to me.
How did you get the big chair? I'm supposed to attract the hot links. Yes, the lovely Rhonda Kendrick herself is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes to talk about all things great, Mr. K, especially the great beverages and libations that you can use to wash down some of this glorious queue. I can't wait for that. But anyway, we talked about the Nugget Rib Cook-Off, the 25th annual Nugget Rib Cook-Off, which is coming up over a six-day mega event, long extended weekend for Labor Day. I'd love to see all of my fellow Sona's come up for this wonderful annual event and here to share all of the delicious details herself from Johnasquaga's Nugget Resort and Casino. The lovely Beth Cooney is with us. Hey, Beth, how you doing?
Hey, Matt, doing great. How are you?
I mean, we're surrounded by smoke, Beth. I mean, how much better can it get?
I think you woke her up, Matt. I don't know. Are you there, Beth?
I'm here. Nice to talk to you, Z. Can't wait to see you next week.
Yeah, I know. Same here, man. Where's Steven? Is he on the front nine or the back nine?
Oh, he's actually out camping with his kids this weekend. We let him have a weekend off
occasionally. Good deal. Well, you guys just concluded that Hot August Nights, didn't you?
Yeah, last week.
That's one of the biggest events there as well, is it not?
Yeah, it's a huge weekend. It's a great week up here in Nevada, and we're looking forward to a terrific week next week with the ribs.
Yeah, I mean, this is where it all starts. Before we actually engage Beth about all the details around ribs, our good friend Paul Harvey has a few words of himself to share. Casey, cue it up.
Brothers of the Broiler, the annual barbecue competition is on again in Sparks, Nevada. Alan Zeman, one of the veteran judges, says this is the rule. He says the ideal barbecued rib allows the meat to fall off the bone as you eat it, but not when you pick it up.
We said Matt could do the whole one-hour show between that pause, you know, by Paul Harvey.
But anyway, Beth Cootie, you are preparing. And let me say, you sound great for being this close to the kind of an event that sort of redefines what a rib competition is all about. I mean, shucks, you're going to be attracting over 500,000 people up to Sparks, Nevada for this great six-day event. Talk a little bit about this event and how you're preparing for it.
Well, we prepare for it all year, and we get people from all over the country, and it's an exciting week for us. You know, we're just scrubbing down the venue right now and getting ready to, we got the ribs on order and getting it all set up. It's like, bringing the state fair to town.
We got more judges than we got competitors this year, man. I don't know. That's gonna be a tall order for me. And what about
That's right.
You got to
keep them all in line, Jeff.
Is it true, Beth, that you will be the mascot with that costume on?
I will never tell if I'm the mascot or not. Secret.
The mark of a good mascot, right?
You That's just right.
Know. You know,
Mr. Ribster, we just named him this week in a contest.
We saw that. The Ribster. I could have used that costume one
Mr.
back
Mr. Ribster.
In the day when
That's right. We could. You know what? I could arrange for you to wear that costume.
Yeah, you know, now that you mention it, I don't know if it's a coincidence, but you've never seen Alan Zeman and Mr. Ribster in the same room at the same time. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, you know, we continue to be completely blown away, Beth Cooney, by the data that is reported from this event year after year. And I thought when Alan Zeman first told me about this event about 5 years ago, I said, well, clearly there's a typo. Clearly there's an extra zero or two on the end of this. You're actually bringing 500,000 people to Sparks, Nevada for 6 days.
We are. And believe it or not, just to ratify that, we sell 100 tons of ribs, 235,000 pounds.
Wow.
A lot of ribs.
That's more than 100 tons.
That's what,
you got to do the math, Beth. Come on.
No, it's a lot. A lot of tonnage, that's for sure. And it's all good stuff. 24 rib cookers from across the country. We've got every state and every style represented. And it's just a really good time, and you won't have better ribs anywhere.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that all of our fellow foodies know when you make your trip up there, you know, there is the competition really is kind of the, you know, that big moment. But again, this is 6 days. It's family fun. It's all kinds of great entertainment. You can sample these wonderful ribs produced by these world-class barbecue cookers. There's always things, you know, great things going on. You've got some great entertainment, some great bands. Who are some of the headliners that are going to be rocking the house for those 6 days?
Oh, my goodness. This year we've got Fabulous Thunderbirds, Mark Chestnut. We've got Bad Company with Brian Howe. So we will definitely be bringing the house down entertainment-wise.
It's going to be great. And you've got this Rib Village thing where people can actually, you know, there's kind of are you sold out on Rib Village tickets back?
We are, except for Monday. Oh. Yeah, it's what it is. It's kind of a VIP village. It was originally created for our sponsors. So we do about 1,500 people in there a night. And, you know, you buy a table and you just have a great time. And it's Chef Alan Zeman's famous place to be on the planet, huh?
Exactly.
Well, I was going to say, if it's a VIP section, he's only heard about it, right? I mean, he's actually
it takes a that village, man.
That's
probably the only
time
you'll ever hear me say that.
It's a lot of fun.
So people want to make plans. They want to go up to Sparks, Nevada, a very short trip up here from southern Arizona. Again, this is an event. There's no charge to actually get in to the event itself and certainly pay for the samples. But how can people get more information about this event, specifically to make plans to attend this event alongside Alan Zeman and myself?
Absolutely. Really easy to do. You can visit nuggetribcookoff.com. It's got all the details on the event and links to places to get places to stay, and we got rooms and all kinds of fun stuff going on. But it's if you're a barbecue fan, you have to make your way out to Sparks, Nevada on Labor Day.
Beth, I have one question for you. How did Labor Day weekend evolve into 6 days? Like when you first started it?
Well, this is my 14th year out of 25 that it's been there, so I've been there a while. And, you know, when I first started, it was just Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days. And then, you know, as we started to see the numbers growing and the popularity growing, we needed to spread out the crowd a little bit. So we added Thursday, then we added Wednesday. You know, I'm thinking before I leave the Nugget, it may be a 2-week event.
That's what it should be. That's how we do it. So anyway, Nugget Rib Cook-Off, extended Labor Day weekend. We're talking to Beth Cooney of the John Esquagas and Nugget Resort and Casino in Sparks. You know, you can actually smell the smoke, you know, in the cab line at the Reno Airport. I mean, you really just follow your nose, and we think it's just a world-class event. We are so excited to be a part of it, Beth Cooney. We think you and the entire Esquaga family are absolute heroes of ours. And again, each and every year, you hit the ball out of the park. And again, for this 25th anniversary, this is going to be a spectacular event. So go to the website again, Beth?
NuggetRibCookoff.com.
NuggetRibCookoff.com. Parting words, Alan Zeman.
Even I can remember that. Yeah. Well, you got to come to Sparks and party like a rock star, man. You don't want to miss
right.
it. And hey,
absolutely.
The weekend lasts
like a rock star.
The weekend lasts for 6 days, so you ought to be able to squeeze something in on your schedule. So
that's right.
Anyway, Beth Cooney from John Esquaga's Nugget Resort and Casino up in Sparks, Nevada. We'll be seeing you in just a few days.
Thanks so much, Matt. Appreciate it, Alan. I'll be seeing you soon.
You got it, girl. We'll see you soon.
I mean, just
say hello to the Ribster.
Will do.
We got to get a picture taken with the Ribster.
That's right. That's right. We need to party with the Ribster.
We have to think of a pose.
That's right. Anyway, Beth Cooney, thanks so much for everything that you do. This is going to be a lot of fun, Alan.
All right.
Absolutely.
We can talk to the chef or the hot
you know,
link.
We're that's just going to be Rhonda Kendrick's new nickname here, you know. But, look, I mean, when you think about great barbecue in town, when you think about great stories, family stories in town, I mean, you know, I think anybody can open up a barbecue place. But when you think about what authenticity is about from a Q perspective, when you think about the family, the lineage, the stories that go around that, I mean, Mr. K's is where it's at, man.
You got it, baby. And we got the man himself.
And
there.
He's here, right here. I mean, what a privilege it is to have for your On the Menu Live debut, sir. Mr. K, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
And lucky to be here.
And I'm lucky to be here in your house. Anyway, congratulations for your success for so many years. Now, this location that we're on, River and Stone, you guys have been open for how long now?
2 years as of this week.
2 years as of this week. So happy birthday. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
You know,
that's like an eternity when you own a restaurant, right?
Sure is.
This, you know, but the smoke tells the story. I had a chance to go around back and take a look at that smoker. And,
that's awesome.
And that really tells the story. But your original Mr. K's down there on Park. So you opened that up. We got to be getting close to 15 years ago. Or maybe that was longer.
15 years ago.
15 years ago. Yeah. So what was the story? I mean, you just sort of wake up one morning and say, hey, I think I have a better idea when it comes to barbecue here in Tucson, and I think I can do it better than anyone else. What was the attitude here? What was the story? What motivated you to get this thing started?
Well, I retired, and about 3 days after I retired, I woke up planning my funeral. I said, heck, this is not going to work. So I decided, what can I do? I had a building on Park that I was going to that I opened up, and we put in a museum in the Afro American Museum.
Right.
And about the first week, I realized that we're going broke real fast, so we had to do something. So I knew Barbecue and my partner, Stan Man Blair, He's from Tennessee, so he knows barbecue, and I know from grew up in East Texas, so I knew barbecue too. So we decided to put the barbecue set up a barbecue place, and that's what we did. And actually, everybody in Texas knows about barbecue anyway, because if you don't do it right, you need a chef to escort you out of town.
That's funny. If you go onto our Facebook page, I posted up the video for the barbecue song. And it really is, I think, kind of a fun barbecue 101 story to music that talks about the differences between Alabama and Georgia and Tennessee and Mississippi and all that. But when you're thinking about the great classic Mr. K's barbecue, what region of the United States do you think is best represents?
There were only two that I really considered. And I went to both of them, Kansas City, Kansas. I went there three times, drove from Tucson three times. I checked out Arthur Bryant, Gates, and all the rest, three or four others in Kansas City. I ate barbecue in every one. And I also took the Texas tour down in our Red Rock, all the little towns in Texas that are nationally known. And I studied what they were doing, watched what they were doing. When I got back to Tucson, the only thing we had to do was add more spice to the beans.
That's it. You had it down.
And there it was.
and we asked the Tucsonians, what do they want? We're going to make this a Tucsonian thing. And they told us the size of dishes they wanted. So we did all of that. And I went back to my grandmother's recipe for 100 years ago.
Wow.
And that's how we got out. I prepared the sidelines. We prepared the sideline the way we wanted them to be and the way we were taught.
And is it safe to say, sir, as I was just about to ask you, so when you have, you know, the food here is inspired by grandparents of yours from 100 years ago.
100 years ago, and I'm almost that old myself, so I know about it.
I was going to say, too bad Richard Tyler's not here, Joe.
Oh, that's fantastic. So when you're putting you know, everyone has kind of their favorites, and I know this is like talking about your favorite kid. Yeah. You know, we all know who your favorite kid is. Hey, that's another story, but we're talking ribs. We're talking brisket. We're talking pulled pork. Pork, butt pork, shoulder, hot links. I mean, the landscape of barbecue you have all right here. But when Mr. K himself is going to be sitting down and rolling up his sleeves, one item on the menu, what are you eating?
Brisket.
Brisket. Texas boy. Texas boy born and bred.
That's what I'd say, too, man. You can't beat it. That's where the flavor is.
Yeah, and I tell you, go onto our Facebook page. I actually just shot a photo of the smoker working on some serious briskets back there. The photo is up there on our website and on our Facebook page now. Now, when you have some great brisket and some great ribs and some hot links, you know, you acquire a little bit of a thirst. You start to get a little parched. And when you're thinking about some great beverages to wash down that authentic, classic Mr. K's flavor, there's all kinds of great things under the sun. And to help us understand what is best when matched with great barbecue, the lovely Rhonda Kendrick is here. I mean, this is like celebrity day.
Yeah, just ask the hot link over here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're never going to live that one down, Rhonda Kendrick.
I kind of like it. It's growing on me. It's growing on me. Hot link.
So, yeah. That's what you say.
Sizzles.
Everyone says, all right, put
it
the
sizzles.
Picture on the Facebook page already. Anyway, always nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We love moving and grooving with you. So, you know, here you are, Rhonda Kendrick with a K, no surprise, part of this wonderful family that has done so much in this community, that has really helped to define barbecue in this community. But you're a beverage girl, you know, through and through.
Yes, I am.
So when you know, Pops is rolling up his sleeves and eating some great brisket, what's Rhonda going to suggest as a companion to wash that down?
Well, you know, Fat Tire is always my go-to.
Imagine.
It's so perfect with everything, garlic and barbecue and, you know. It works for every day, so always Fat Tire.
That's a new Belgian product. You know, is the flagship brew?
It is our flagship beer.
All right, so great. So when you're thinking about, you got that wonderful tender brisket, you know, rubbed and smoked and you know, probably hit with a little bit of sauce as that comes out, a little caramelization.
Yep.
So you're thinking about that great beer. What about ribs? Are you thinking something different when you're going to the pork side of the dish?
You know, for ribs, I'd probably do something a little bit darker. We did bring in some other really nice craft brews. So we have, you know, Old Chubb from Oscar Blues. But then when I look at our pulled pork, which is just sweet and succulent, I go to Sunshine Wheat. So,
nice.
You know, I got to have a favorite beer for every dish.
Yes. There you go.
Sweet and succulent.
It works.
That's beautiful. It's almost like our co-host. What a coincidence.
There it is. New nickname.
So talk about your
sunshine
bar here.
You know, or pulled pork.
Sweet and succulent.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So people can come in here to Mr. K's. You have a full bar here?
We have a full bar. We have beer and wine. We have four drafts and a ton of bottles and cans. So something for everybody.
Now, you know, we do a lot of conversation with some folks out in the wine country that swear by, you know, some lovely Shirazes with some great ribs if you're doing, you know, some great barbecue. What about the wine program here? You got some pretty good reds to match up against some ribs?
You know, we keep it kind of simple because barbecue is pretty simple. Just, you know, your basics.
Perfect.
So some Merlot, some Cab. We have a Pinot Grigio that's fantastic with our grilled chicken. So,
a Pinot Grigio with the grilled chicken shack.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
Why not?
That works for me, man.
You a beer guy, Z-Man, with when you're doing the ribs?
I like beer, yeah. Yeah, right. I'd probably go with the Fat Tire.
We'll work on that.
Or maybe now the Sunshine Wheat.
Yeah.
Now that I'm so sweet and succulent,
I might
have to move that direction.
Can we talk about New Belgium for a minute?
Of course.
Okay, so we're getting out. Someone says we're going to be leaving the hot months here pretty soon. It was 108 today.
I know.
But as we're moving out of the summer and into the fall, what can we expect from New Belgium?
Well, we're doing something pretty cool that's here locally. We're working with Dragoon Brewing Company.
Excellent.
And so last month we got together and put together an amazing recipe, which we'll launch at the end of fall. So at the Tucson Beer Festival, we'll have a new, can't tell you what the name is yet, but a new surprise beer.
Oh, we can't break her down. We can't break her down, Zima.
Sorry.
Dragoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love the guys at Dragoon.
We love local local companies. They have a great, great, great product, so, and they're super fun to work with.
Yeah, New Belgium, I think, is one of the great craft brewers. You've got, I think, one of the biggest, boldest attitudes online, too. How can people learn about all of your brands online?
So I'm at Southern Arizona New Belgium, so anything that we do that's related to beer, Tucson, local stuff, you can win prizes. NewBelgium.com.
Fantastic. We're talking to Rhonda Kendrick from New Belgium and also Mr. K himself from Mr. K's Barbecue on River and Stone, having a great time with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, Alan Zeman. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be sitting down with the man himself, Chef Steve Sargent, who's going to be talking about the secrets to perfect Q. You don't want to miss it. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live, wrapped with smoke and pork butt and pork. I love being wrapped with pork butt, Chef Alan Zeman. That's how we're doing it. We're doing it right here.
Beat it.
At Mr. K's Barbecue on River and Stone. Having a great time again. Just roll down your window and follow the smoke, and it's going to lead you to this destination for authentic Q. We heard from Mr. K himself.
It's going to lead you right to our table.
So right to our table, where they literally dropped off some food for us to try. And I know you're going to have to show remarkable restraint, Alan Zeman.
I know it.
Because the tasting doesn't happen until we get to hear from the man who helped to develop all the wonder and all the goodness and
awesome.
All the master and the mystery. Anyway, we are here with Chef Steve Sargent. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. I mean, you've rolled out the red carpet first. You've rolled out the red checkerboard picnic tablecloths. I mean, this is a barbecue extravaganza here at Mr. K's.
Oh, yeah. We think we do barbecue right. It's pretty simple, market style. You come up, we cut everything fresh in front of you. It's all fresh. We're not reheating anything.
Perfect.
Take your sides, get your beer, sit down, and enjoy.
And, you know, a lot of people think, and I'm sure Chef has seen this over your years of in the culinary arts, a lot of people, I think, try to overthink barbecue and overthink what it is. And, in fact, use barbecue, you know, as a verb. When it's not a verb, it's a noun, right. But that's a whole other story. But you come in here, and when you want great Q, there's no rules. There's no gimmickry. It is honest. It's authentic, even down to the picnic tables. Because, look, this is where I want to be sitting when I'm having great Q.
Oh, yeah. We think we stay true to what barbecue really is. You know, it's about getting together with some friends, having a beer, having some smoked meat that's, you know, smoked for literally hours. It's good stuff.
Let's talk about that too, because I think that there's probably different schools of thought when it comes to how to make what you guys think that you got the greatest ribs and brisket around, and it's about the authenticity. It's also about the intention. Do you roast your ribs? Do you bake your ribs? Do you smoke your ribs? I mean, smoking really is the classic, but how long are those babies in the smoker?
You know, every meat we serve is smoked. You know, our ribs, they'll go from 3 to 4 hours. You know, not every rib is necessarily created equal. You know, as with the briskets and the porks, the brisket and the pork go about 16 to 18 hours.
18 hours.
Yeah, just depending on the size. Like
wow.
I said, they're not, you know, it's not all created equal.
So when it comes to ribs, now we talked to Beth Cooney of the Esquagas Nugget Resort Casino up in Sparks, Nevada. She's going to be hosting for a 6-day Labor Day weekend a rib extravaganza. There's going to be 500,000 people going up to Sparks. They're going to serve 250,000 pounds of ribs in 6 days. Chef Alan Zeman and I are judging the rib competition. There are spare ribs up there. Competition-style barbecue calls for spare ribs. I come into Mr. K's, I look at the menu, and I see spare ribs.
Right.
You ain't going to find a baby back here at Mr. K's.
No, we think spare rib is the rib to eat.
Why is that?
You know, it's definitely meatier. It's got a little bit more fat to it, which caramelizes nice. You know, gets a nice falling off the bone. It's basically a St. Louis cut that still has the rib tip attached. And, you know, rib tips are a pretty big thing, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, whereas a baby back, you know, tends to be a little smaller, a little less meat. you know, and they can just be a little drier.
And leaner, right, Chef? Because yeah. Lean is not a good word when you're talking
about
barbecue.
No.
Yeah, and we should say, because we're in the presence of greatness here as well. I mean, like I said, it's celebrity Anthony Mina himself is here. If you want to hear what Anthony Mina has to say about your spare ribs, pick up a copy of this week's Inside Tucson Business, because we talked to Anthony Mina about what makes a spare and why a spare is superior. And he says it beautifully, Steve Sargent. He says the spare ribs gives you a wow factor that other ribs simply can't produce.
Definitely. I mean, the racks of ribs we serve, they weigh about 4 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's not a baby back that weighs, you know, a pound and a half. It's a substantial rib.
I mean, spares is where it's at.
Spares is where it's at.
Talk about your rub. So you're doing a dry rub on these babies before they go into the smoker. Get them prepared. Get them sort of blanketed. Get them ready for the feast. You want to disclose your secret recipe here, Mr. Case?
You know, I'm not going to tell you everything, but, you know.
We just can't break these people down.
We do rub them down liberally. Salt, black pepper, some garlic. Little onion powder, and then, you know, a handful of things I'm not going to tell you about right now.
Because Mr. K's sitting right here.
Yeah,
and that would not
be
pretty.
About that.
Yeah, he really perked up on that one, man.
Yeah, he would get a call from Grandma here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, so we rub them down liberally. We smoke them from the 3 to 4 hours, you know, just to where you can kind of grab a bone, twist it a little bit, and just, you know, not literally falling off the bone, but where it's nice and tender. And then we actually brush them with a little bit of our sweet and tangy barbecue sauce and just kiss them on the grill.
Right before they're plated up.
Right before they go out.
Great. And so you've got a couple different kinds of barbecue sauce here, right?
Yeah, we actually have three. We have Mr. K's original recipe. Then we also have our sweet and tangy, which is a very molassesy, thick, dark,
luxury,
sweet sauce.
Beautiful.
And then we also have a spicy chipotle sauce that's got a nice kick to it. You know, we're in southern Arizona. Chipotle just seems right.
And do you offer people the opportunity to have to, you know, they just pick up the sauces as they're getting the table?
Yeah, we actually serve the sauces on the line. Like I said, when you come in, we cut everything in front of you fresh.
Right off the rack.
You know, our brisket, we're cutting it right off of the whole brisket. We're trimming it in front of you. And one of the beauties with the way we do it is if you don't want sauce, you don't necessarily have to get it with sauce. And our barbecue, we don't feel it even needs sauce.
Right. Some of the purists would say that, you know, this is like a Memphis style is a dry rub. Comes right off, right out of the smoker, and you can do a little dip on the side. But
yeah.
Some people might like that. Some people like to be kissed. I mean, and you know, and you are one of them. You like to kiss a little,
little sauce there.
Yeah. This is absolutely great.
We got to bring back the hot.
Where are the hot legs left?
Hey, talk about the sides though, because I'm looking at the greens over there, man.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. So those are our collard greens, made fresh. They're delicious. You know, collard greens are one of those things you love them or you hate them, but we love them here.
You got to do it.
Look, now, there's got to be some pork in that, isn't there?
There is some pork. There's actually a little bit of pulled pork, and then sometimes it has a little of the rib meat in it as well.
Oh, attaboy.
We don't want things to go to waste.
Now, when you're smoking, again, this is one of the issues that has divided pitmasters across the country for generations. What kind of wood are you going to use to smoke your meats here, your proteins at Mr. K's? Now, look, we've got I don't know how many woods that people say must be used. Right. What are you guys using here?
Here we use mesquite. You know, it's indigenous to the locale. You know, it's southern Arizona mesquite. We buy it all through a local purveyor. You know, they cut the trees down, they trim them, they age the wood, they bring it to us.
Wow.
You know, other wood's good too. You know, I personally like pecan as well, but mesquite is where it's at.
I think mesquite sort of gives it a sense of place. So you've got this wonderfully, you know, rendered barbecue from recipes developed by Mr. K's grandparents himself. But, you know, you're in Tucson, Arizona. You want to sort of give some love to the regional flavors. That mesquite, I think, and it was a little bit of a surprise, Alan Zeman, I got to tell you. First time I ever had a mesquite smoked protein, I didn't think I was going to enjoy it, but it really worked. It worked beautifully.
Yeah, no, it works well, and, you know, they use it in Texas. You know, I actually grew up in North Texas.
You did?
And up there, it was either use mesquite or use pecan. So I grew up with quite a bit of mesquite as well.
And so what are you, when you're sitting down, Chef, I mean, if Mr. K ever lets you out of the pit, you ever get out of the pit?
Oh, now and again.
Climbing out of the pit. Let me out of here. But anyway, you're going to roll up your sleeves. Where are you going on your menu? I mean, people want to know. When Steve Sargent sits down and said, look, I got to have some Q, I know it's a highly subjective question, but where are you going? What's the pride of Sargent?
You know, I'm a Texas guy, too. I got to go to the brisket.
Okay, so we're batting 1,000 on the brisket.
But also the hot link.
Okay.
And actually, these hot links, we actually import them from Hereford, Texas.
We're the
only people in southern Arizona who have these.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, because I think people that, you know, barbecue.
Imported from Hereford?
Imported.
It goes from Hereford to Paris and then back to Tucson, Arizona.
The Hereford Chamber of Commerce will be glad you said that. But anyway, when people think defining barbecue, great ribs, great brisket, and certainly chicken. And if you're in Kentucky, you got to have a little mutton every now and then. But anyway, talk about the hot place. mutton in Kentucky. That's what they eat down there.
I thought that was Scotland, man. No, I don't know.
They eat barbecue mutton in Kentucky. That's their number one protein for barbecue. But anyway, hot links. Talk about these babies.
You know, they are red in color. They are spicy, a little bit fatty. They're what a sausage is supposed to be.
Spicy. The hot link jumping on the
here
hot link.
Here she is,
there,
right? Absolutely.
Spicy? Oh, no.
They're fairly spicy. They're really good. And if you don't like the spicy sausage, we also smoke a rope sausage, which is a smoked kielbasa, which is a little bit sweeter, a little more mild if you don't really want the heat.
Beautiful. And you're cutting, again, those right so everybody can see.
Right out of the smoker, cut right in front of you.
Fantastic.
However you'd like.
So let's dive in. I mean, this is we've shown ourselves to be quite patient. I mean, Alan,
yeah,
Jim,
I just had a little hot link. Where's the fat tire, man? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, with no disrespect to the Pepsi, Ronnie Kendrick, the fat tire has obviously it's an oversight. It must be a misunderstanding. But anyway, I digress.
That's good, man. I feel like I'm in Hereford right now.
Hours of operation before we roll up our sleeves, Steve.
We are open every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Every day.
Every day.
So you're not doing the typical Monday thing like so many restaurants do. They need a day off. You're doing it every day.
Every
day.
7
days a week.
Yeah, you know, we're located, you know, kind of central northwest. You know, the location lends itself well to being open.
It's a great location right by Tucson Mall.
Excellent.
Again, you can just follow. You see the smoke. It's a brilliant marketing maneuver, and it's not by design. I mean, the smoke sells the place. It's absolutely beautiful.
That's right. If you start on that rib, man, you're going to be off the air for about an hour, man. Look at that thing. That looks awesome.
This is not a rib, Alex. It's a weapon of mass destruction.
On that spare rib, you got your little riblet down at the bottom, right, a little fatty. You know, that's the good part. And that's where they get it nice and crunchy, where it's been kissed with the sauce. And then you're going to just kind of eat it right on up the bone there. And like you said, the meat should fall off the bone when you eat it, but not when you pick it up.
Nothing wrong with that, huh?
Oh, my good heavens.
That's good, man. I got to try a piece of that brisket, man. I got to wait till Matt gets done here eating it all. Well, let's ask her what? Wait, now, I got the hot link right here. Hot link, pick up the mic.
Matt never asked me what my go-to was.
Yeah, what's her go-to, man? What's your
what do you think, Matt?
I'm still eating my rib.
Oh, my goodness, he's got his mouth full.
Yeah, what's up? What about that? Yeah, he's...
Well,
and don't say macaroni and cheese, okay?
Actually, that's my second go-to. I'm a brisket.
Yeah,
I'm a brisket with the burnt end, so I like to eat the
around burnt
the
ends.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, do you have that on the menu, burnt ends?
We don't, but if you ask for it, we'll
definitely
get you.
I was in Kansas City, Chef, like just a couple of weeks ago, and that's a menu item, man. Burnt ends. Bird
it's
ends
it's
and
like it's the secret menu.
Oh, here you got to know about it.
You got to know about barbecue to know that you like the burnt ends.
When you come in, you get in line, you ask for the burnt ends. And if you beat Rhonda in, then you'll be able to get them. Otherwise,
you're in trouble.
They may be gone.
This is a seriously good rib.
You know, and if you really like those ribs, every Wednesday from 4 to close, we have all-you-can-eat ribs.
Oh, you'll be so sorry you said that.
Yeah, I've seen them in action at the cook-off, man.
Yeah, it's not pretty. I actually won.
It's a sad sight, let me tell
you. I've won the award 2 years in a row for the messiest scoring sheet. You know, you can't even say that it's literally covered with sauce. Anyway,
you got to read through the sauce. Luckily, some of the sauces are translucent.
The rib is gorgeous. You know, absolutely perfectly cooked. Again, there's a little bit of a resistance.
I got to try some of that brisket over there, man.
All right, so we're going to dive in. So, I have to share some of this with you?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I'm going for the burnt end, man.
Beautiful.
Look at all, man. I beat you to it.
Beautifully tender. Absolutely beautiful color. Got a gorgeous sheen to that. The rub is just
perfect.
Still it's created a little bit of that nice little bark on the end of that brisket. I'm going in.
No, we think we do it right here.
Oh, man.
It's honest tender to what barbecue is supposed to be.
Say that again, Mr. K.
Beef brisket is the toughest part of the cow. And that's why it takes so long to cook it, 16, 18 hours, depending on the size of the briskets.
Yeah, and
it will be tender, but it's got to be done slow. You cook it too fast, it's going to congeal on you and get hard and tough.
That's why they say low and slow. Low and slow.
Low and slow, it has to be.
You can't rush barbecue. You
just can't do it. Briskets, you cannot rush.
All right, so the brisket is beautiful. Again, it just pulls apart beautifully. You don't need a knife. It's just beautiful coming apart in my hands. And, yes, I am using my hands. Now, is that violating any protocol here, that Mr. K's Barbecue, where people can really begin to pick up their food with their hands?
We're easy here, man. Whatever works for you works for us.
It's kind of hard to pick up a bone with a fork anyway.
I guess it is.
You got a great T-shirt for radio, too, you know, with all that red sauce all over it.
Yeah. What the heck was I thinking? I'm wearing a white T-shirt to Mr. K's. Anyway, that'll be the laughing stock. Okay, talk about your chicken. This is a mesquite as well, right, in the smoker, right?
Yeah, the chicken, the pork, everything, it's all mesquite smoked in the smoker, you know, varying times. But it's all smoked. And as you see, as you're eating this, you're eating it without the sauce.
Right, and
it doesn't need it. It's tender, juicy,
and
fresh.
Full flavor. And again, with mesquite, a strong wood, so there could be a temptation to oversmoke with using mesquite. You guys have pulled it out at just the right time. You've used just the amount of wood. And that's, again, I was concerned when I heard mesquite.
Yeah, you can definitely overdo it.
It's perfect. All right, so what sauce am I going in on this?
That is Mr. K's original.
Oh, I'm so proud. I'm proud.
It's good stuff.
It's a proud moment for me, Alex.
That's the original. Try it out, man. What do you think?
And that well.
Little tang on that, baby? You just kissed that pulled pork, man. Except you didn't kiss it on the grill.
Everything here is prepared here. We don't bring in frozen food and put them in the microwave.
That would be blasphemy. I mean, that would be.
We don't even have a microwave.
They don't even own a microwave. If you want to have a microwave, don't come to Mr. K's because you're not going to see it.
Exactly.
Anyway, but before we begin to try some of these sides here, I want to remind all of our fellow foodies that Mr. K himself is going to be creating an opportunity for one of you to come in here and experience Mr. K's for yourself to get a sense of all the goodness here. If you're the first person to call into the station with the right answer to our trivia question, which we're going to be asking here in just a couple of minutes.
So, what do you mean, one of you? What, do they get a date with the hot link, Rhonda? Or what, how does it work out?
We didn't clear that before the show. She's actually busy right now on her laptop creating a logo for her new persona, the hot link herself. Anyway, so we want to make sure that all of our fellow foodies know you have the opportunity to call in and guess the answer. You can come on here and experience Mr. K's for yourself. So Steve Sargent was talking about all-you-can-eat ribs on Wednesday. Is there a guy somewhere with his picture on the wall who said, I ate, you know, 317 ribs on a Wednesday night?
You know, not yet. You know, we're still waiting on that person to come in and eat a few racks. I think when that happens, you know, maybe that's when the wall goes up.
It sounds like a throwdown. I'm in.
You know, we forgot to ask Beth Cooney when we had her on. Joey Chestnut has won, I think, the last 4 years, the most ribs. And the way they do it, they give you the ribs, they weigh them, then you got to eat them. Then they weigh the bones, and then they figure out how much you actually ate. Yeah.
I think it was like 7 pounds in 10 minutes.
So that would be what? Double that in actual ribs. So would that be like, that'd be 3, 4, 5
count
slabs
the bone,
of ribs.
Probably, yeah, four,
that's
five.
That's a lot of ribs. So we talked about all you can eat Wednesday, but something you got cool going on Tuesdays for the little ones.
Yeah, we actually do Kids Eat Free every Tuesday, you know, with an adult entree. So, you know, pack the family up, bring them down, we'll take care of the kids.
And now, how do you define kid? I got a kid who's going to college.
You
here,
know,
Steve Sargent,
12 or 12 or so or under is kind of the.
I think that's
the
great.
Norm.
Yep. Okay. So kid friendly, family style.
Yeah. If you act like a kid, that doesn't qualify, man. Otherwise, you know, you could come in too, man.
So, you know what? Also, Friday is a big night here at Mr. K's.
Yeah, Friday. Every Friday from 4 to close, we do Mr. K's signature Southern-style deep-fried catfish. It's to die for. It's delicious.
Wonderful. Well, yummy. The time has come, Alan Zeman, to see if one of our listeners knows the answer to the question. And we're going to get Rhonda over here to grab a microphone because I think she's been thinking long and hard about the perfect question to see if maybe she can stump our listeners. We don't know. But we want to see if someone knows the answer to the question. Give us a call, and we'll give you a gift card if you're the first person to call in. Rhonda.
Let's go live to the hot link.
What's our trivia question of the week?
Ooh, so our trivia question of the week should be on which day, which holiday, is the most barbecue consumed?
Okay, there's one. Is it an American holiday?
It's an American holiday.
One American holiday in which the most barbecue is consumed.
Is consumed.
Ounce by ounce, pound for pound, clearing away.
Statistics show
there's one day in the
including
United States.
Including mutton.
Including mutton if you're in Kentucky.
Why not?
Anyway, what is that holiday? We want to know if you know. The number to call is 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to experience Mr. K's for yourself. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live with Mr. K's authentic barbecue sauce dribbling down my chin with great intention. We're live at Mr. K's Barbecue, River and Stone, yucking it up with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, Alan Zeman, Fuego Daddy.
Yeah, I'm lagging, man. I'm into the side dishes now. I'm into the pulled pork, the brisket. Matt is hogging all the ribs, though. Hogging,
operative,
get it?
Operative
get
word.
Get it, Ripster.
Anyway, we got a full board of callers who think they know the answer to the question. Again, the trivia question is, there's one United States holiday that serves more barbecue. There's more barbecue consumed on that one day than any other holiday.
And we said Labor Day weekend just in Sparks. 233,000 pounds,
and we'll see who knows the answer to the question. We got a full board of callers, and we're going to go to line one. Hey, caller, what's the answer?
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's the answer?
I'm going to say Memorial Day.
He says Memorial
Great
Day.
Great answer.
Great answer.
Excellent holiday.
Excellent holiday. Great
wrong.
Answer. But it's the wrong answer, sir. So sorry. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to experience Mr. K's barbecue for yourself. We're going to go to the next caller. Caller, what's the answer? We know it's not Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, 4th of July.
Okay, this caller says the 4th of July.
Now, why do you say that? Why'd you pick that one?
Independence Day.
Independence Day, he says. July 4th. Rhonda, what do you say?
Correct. It is 4th of July.
It is 4th of July. You absolutely nailed it, my friend.
Thank you.
Wow. The excitement is overwhelming.
Take a bite of rib for me.
Take a bite of rib for you. Well, my goodness. Well, let me ask.
How do you get stand a man for crying out loud? I don't know. Check.
Hey, have you? I got to ask you this, caller. Have you been to Mr. K's before?
I have. I love it. I really enjoy the fried catfish. That takes me back to Louisiana. It just is great.
He loves the fried catfish. Takes him back to Louisiana. You mind sharing your first name with us, sir?
J-A-Y.
Okay, JJAY, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling, and congratulations. Now, don't go away, JJAY, because Casey back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to send you that gift card in the mail, and you're going to come back to Mr. K's, and you're just going to have a wonderful culinary moment.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Love the show.
Thanks so much.
Oh, on. Jay at K's, another.
He loves the
unsolicited
show.
Unsolicited testimonial.
He loves the show.
He loves the show.
I'm a little overwhelmed.
You're up to 10 listeners now, baby.
This is fantastic. Anyway, Rhonda Kendrick, July 4th. Now, that surprises me. I was going to say Memorial Day. I was going to say Labor Day, Independence Day.
I thought it was Labor Day myself, but I Googled it, and 4th of July, that's the big party taking place. That's the day for ribs.
Now, are you...
you're in the heart of the summer then, I think, too.
Yeah.
You guys open on July 4th?
We are.
So you guys must just do a killing on July 4th.
We do pretty well. You know, everyone likes to be their own pit master on that day, but we keep pretty busy.
Oh, that's great.
We keep pretty busy.
So July 4th, more. Now, do you have any sort of data or statistics in terms of how much barbecue is consumed in the United States?
You know what? I didn't bring it with me. Let's say lots.
Lots.
Lots and lots.
Lots.
I wonder if there's any beer consumed on the 4th of July.
Never.
As well.
No beer at all.
Couldn't imagine.
It's probably a big weekend for beer consumption as well.
Couldn't imagine that at all. But anyway, so this guy's going to come in. He loves Mr. K's. He said he loves coming in for that. Catfish takes him back to his Louisiana days, I guess, J-J-A-Y. He spelled it for us, by the way.
Thanks, J-J-A-Y.
Which is always lovely for our callers to spell their names. I love that. So he must be from Louisiana. And, you know, someone from Louisiana say they like catfish and they come on here and love it. I mean, there is authenticity once again. All right, we need to dig into some of these sides because barbecue is about.
We're almost done, and we're gonna chow down, man.
The protein moment has come, and you have to have sort of this multi-dimensional surround sound experience when you have barbecue, and it ain't a barbecue without the sides. Talk to us again about what we're trying here. I think I'm gonna try these collard greens because that's
and
where
sweet taters, man. I can tell by the marshmallows.
Yeah, we just got a few of the sides out here, so the collard greens are awesome. We have our sweet potato casserole, which is sweet. It's got marshmallows baked on top of it, just like Grandma used to make. We have our cream corn and some of our mac and cheese, which is definitely the most popular side we have.
Now, I want to ask you, I heard somebody tell me once that the only way to eat collard greens is if you actually pick up the collard greens with the cornbread. Have you heard that? Is that a myth?
Nice touch.
Is that right? I don't know that I can actually reproduce that, but I'm going to have to use...
Next time we got to run mutton for a special, you know? you have one guy order it. That's the deal. Make it a small one.
If you find me a mutton, we'll put it in the smoker. See what it does.
Look at this cream corn.
I haven't tried the cream corn yet.
So
yeah, I haven't been in the cream corn or the sweet potatoes, but yeah, I love corn.
And that's mac and cheese over there.
Correct.
With shells too. I mean, this isn't just, you know, you do things with thought and with intention. You don't overthink it, but this looks like a glorious mac and cheese, which is going to go beautifully with that hot link, I think.
Oh, yeah, they pair
some of that fat on that link with some of this mac and cheese.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, the chicken, we haven't tried the chicken yet either.
Oh, I tried.
Do you do
chicken.
Halves and quarters? How do you present the chicken?
We do the chicken two ways. We actually smoke the half chickens, so you can get them as the quarters. We also do a pulled chicken, which we smoke some breasts. We pull the meat off the chicken. Then that's mixed with a little bit of barbecue sauce. It makes a great sandwich.
Gorgeous.
That would be
gorgeous,
good, man.
So we have about another minute before we sadly have to bring this show to a close. How can people find you online or get more information about Mr. K's?
You can find us online at MrK'sBBQ.com. You can give us a call anytime at 408-RIBS.
And what a coincidence.
408-RIBS, easy. We do a lot of catering, too, so if you have any events coming up, small, big, you know, we've catered from as small as 10. We've done 1,000 people.
Yeah, Anthony Mina just said that he's working on a catering order right now. How many pounds of brisket?
100 pounds.
100 pounds of brisket. Coming to the Zeman House tonight? Or
Yeah, baby. That's a,
so any catering?
Sounds like kind of a skimpy portion to me. I don't know.
Awesome. So give us a call with any catering needs. We're very accommodating. We can take great care of you.
No order is too big.
No.
408 ribs.
Give us a call.
Anyway, so, chefs.
If you come in, you ask for the mutton, you go to the end of the line.
Right.
You ask for the hot link, we move you right to the front.
Exactly. And burn-ins. Yep. The burn-ins.
Rodney Kendricks, Chef Steve Sargent, Mr. K, Chef Alan Zeman, thanks so much for hanging out
Pleasure
with us.
Pleasure to be here. See you in Sparks.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be on our website, onthemenulive.com next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.